CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello. Hello, Martha. Yeah, look, connect me with my office, will you? I want to talk to Miss Jones.
Daddy.
Now, Bobby, please, now be a good boy this morning, would you? Good boy. Yes, that's it. Now finish your toast. While Daddy telephones, you want to get down off your high chair?
No.
All right, now sit nice and quiet and eat your toast. Hello, Miss Jones. Yeah, I know, I'm terribly late, but
Daddy, get down.
My wife went to Chicago for the weekend with a friend of hers, and they didn't get in last night. The flight was canceled.
Daddy, get down.
Oh,
Daddy,
hold on
get
just
down.
A minute, for Pete's sake. I just asked you a second ago if you wanted to get down. You said no. Yeah, all right. Hurry up. All right, I'm getting you down. Okay, just a second. Well, what is the matter? Oh, your foot is caught. Wait a minute. Oh, this is your foot. You've got it caught in the high chair. How in the name of time you could ever have gotten your... There. All right. Now stay in the kitchen, will you, while Daddy phones? Oh, honestly. Hello. Oh, Miss Jones, yeah, I'm sorry, but my son's foot caught in the high chair. I put through a call to Chicago. I can't leave Bobby, my little boy, here alone. I got Betsy off to school, all right. No, I've had the two of them all weekend, and I can tell you I'm about ready for a straitjacket. Now, Miss Jones, as soon as I reach the Castleton Arms Hotel in Chicago, where my wife is staying, and I find out what plane she's coming in on here today... just a minute. Wait a minute. Bobby, be quiet, would you please? Hello. She's with a friend, Mrs. Lundell, and it's very possible they got an early flight out of Chicago, and they're already on their way home.
Daddy!
Bobby, when Daddy is out, don't grab the tablecloth. Oh, free it all!
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Miss Jones, I'll call you back. Operator, I'd like to know what happened to the call I put through to Chicago. No, I've been waiting for this. That's right. Piper. Mrs. Piper at the Castleton Arms Hotel in Chicago. Piper. P-I-P-E-R. Castleton Arms. C-A-S. Piper. P-I-P-E-R. Look, I gave all this information to the other operators. Bobby, hold on a minute, would you? Bobby, please.
Just watch.
Stop banging that spoon against the refrigerator. Daddy's on the phone, can't you see? Daddy's trying to call Mommy. Now be Daddy's good boy. Hello, operator. I'm awfully sorry. My little boy here. Yeah, well, look, will you please try to get my call through? My wife was due home last night, but the flight was canceled. I can't go to work. Yes. Thank you very much. Now, Bobby, you be very quiet, huh?
Huh?
Will you be Daddy's good boy while Daddy talks long distance? Will you? Good boy?
Good boy.
Yes. Hello? Hello? Oh. Wait a minute, Bobby. Bobby!
What?
Now, stop that.
Stop that.
No!
No!
Oh, give me that spoon. No. Robert, give it here.
No, Bobby, come on.
All right, now look, if Bobby bangs his spoon against the refrigerator, once more, Daddy's going to take it away from him. Now, do you hear that?
Yes.
All right. All right, now, hello. Yes, I'm home. Where else would I be? But I can't leave Bobby here alone. I got to get to work. When are you coming home?
No.
Hold on just a minute. Give it here. Get back. You come back here. Come down. Look, hold on, will you? I'll be right back. Now you come here.
Come here.
Yes, I'm still here holding on. I wish you'd remember it's long distance, dear. Why do you sound so hysterical? I am coming home this morning. Ann and I are all packed, and we're about to leave the hotel and catch the early plane home. Flight 601.
Good thing I looked under the bed. Here are your bedroom slippers.
Oh, Anne just found my bedroom slippers under the bed. I'll say I never stay at a hotel I don't leave something. Toothbrush. Bobby did what?
Oh, no.
Oh, you poor thing.
What did Bobby do? What did Bobby do?
Yeah, he yanked the tablecloth off the table.
Oh.
He's been paying a mess of coffee and orange juice and crispy, crunchy breakfast.
Oh, dear, I sympathize.
I know, dear. Well, now look, you are the one who urged me to gad off this weekend to Chicago with Anne. It would do me good, you said. Oh, yeah. But you just had Betsy and Bobby to take care of for 2 days, honey. I have them all the time. I know, but you said I shouldn't worry. You were going to have fun. Well, I think that's a word you should drop from your vocabulary. The children are getting older, and it... Well...
Be sure and tell them thanks from me.
Oh, dear. Listen, Anne says thanks. For what? Well, we certainly save money staying at this hotel, particularly since we ate all our meals here, too, and when it doesn't cost anything for room and board, you know, you really say... Hello? Oh, he's yelling at Bobby again. Dear!
We're going to miss that plane if we don't hurry up and check out.
Dear! All I hear is the two of them yelling at each other. Operator! Yeah, operator, if my husband calls back, tell him I rushed to catch the plane, tell him to meet Flight 601. Thank you.
Well, are we all packed, Anne?
Well, I can't find anything we've left.
Yeah, I look around. Shall I call a bell cap and have him send a boy up?
No. Oh, good heavens, no. We can certainly carry these dinky little overnight bags down ourselves. I think it's a waste of money to tip a boy 50 cents to carry them down.
And then another 50 cents or more from the desk to the taxi.
Yes.
It really gets me.
Yes. Of course, hotels get mad when you don't ring for a bellboy.
Well, this is different, I think. It isn't as though we were paying guests.
Hmm.
Actually, we don't even need to stop at the desk, really. I told the desk clerk this morning, after breakfast we'd be leaving, and I thanked him, told him we'd had, you know, excellent service.
Oh, we must leave a tip for the maid, too.
Now, where's my purse?
Never mind. I have mine right here.
No. Now, just put it away.
What?
Your money is no good.
Oh, yes. Now, I need it.
Now, listen, I'm already so indebted to you for getting our hotel room and meals for nothing. The fact is, I'm really rather embarrassed about it.
Oh, embarrassed. Why should you be embarrassed, Anne, for goodness sake?
Because I had no idea when I suggested that we get off for the weekend, get away from our families for a couple of days. I had no idea you owned a hotel in Chicago.
Well,
I swear I didn't know it. Believe me.
Well, I swear I didn't know it either. Believe me, I am just so dumb about stocks and bonds. Anyhow, I don't own it.
Well, your husband, same thing.
No, the stock is in his name. He got it before we married.
Oh.
Every time he gets a dividend, he says, boy, that hotel I own in Chicago certainly pays off.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh, here, I guess these are your gloves.
Oh, yes, thanks. I better get my hat on, too, I guess. Anyhow, when he said to me, if you girls are going to Chicago, you better stay at the Castleton Arms Hotel. It doesn't do any harm to keep a little money in our own pockets.
Oh, I should say not, and we have.
Oh, I know.
This trip has hardly cost us anything.
I know it.
I cannot find my gloves anywhere.
Well, they're yours, money, and Taylor. Well, when he said that, I suddenly realized, which just shows how dumb I am about things, that's why he always stays here when he comes to Chicago. He stays for nothing. Because I didn't tell him, it suddenly dawned on me why. I'm afraid my poor, long-suffering husband thinks I'm dumb enough now about simple arithmetic, let alone high finance, you know.
It must be wonderful to own something and get things free. I wish Jack and I did. Hey, wait a minute. Come to think of it, Jack has some railroad stock.
Aww.
Not much. But shouldn't we be getting free passes?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's different with big companies. Or maybe it's just because you never asked, that's all. After all, a ticket seller wouldn't, you know, just know that you owned part of the railroad.
No, I have a cousin who owns part of a movie theater, and he always gets in free.
Sure. Well, there you see, I suppose that's the advantage of owning stock. You and I are just catching on. Now, come on, we'll miss the plane, and I have a feeling that my better half is going to be waiting at the airport at home, champing at the bit. I think he's had quite enough of cooking meals for two children for 2 days.
Listen, if your husband is upset, it's because he can't bear to let you out of his sight for 2 days.
Out of sight, out of mind. But I think he's going to be very glad to see me. Come on.
on. No. Put that down. But yes, yes. I'm coming. Oh, Bobby, please. Now, will you? Oh, what? Sweetheart.
Mommy.
Mommy. What did you do? Did you come from the airport in a taxi?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, Bobby. Come to Mommy. Yes, Mommy's home,
oh,
darling.
For Pete's sake, I intended to drive to the airport with Bobby. Then I thought you could take me to the office. I'd get in at least half a day's work.
Uh-huh.
I thought, you know, I'll back you in the living room.
Have
and
you been a good boy?
Yes, good boy.
Good boy. Look, he snapped open part of the vacuum cleaner, where you know where the bag is, and he emptied it on the rug. He emptied it on the rug, the whole thing. And then you know what he did?
Yes, Mommy, don't.
Listen,
Mommy,
then the outgoing air from the back of the vacuum cleaner blew all the dirt on the floor into the air. I have dusted, and I have dusted. Let me tell you what happened yesterday.
You haven't even asked me if I had a good time.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's fine. Now, listen, I want to tell you...
Ann and I did some shopping on Saturday, window shop mostly, and Saturday night we visited a friend we'd known in school.
Yeah.
Actually, we just enjoyed not having the children to worry about or dishes to do. Now, look, you're the one who urged me to go. Aw, it's been a tough 2 days for boy, hasn't it, dear? You look like a wreck.
Well, you know why? I am. Honestly, I tell you, I don't think I've ever really appreciated what you do before. You know, housework is, without a doubt, it
well,
is.
Well, I'll have to go away more often, especially when it costs practically nothing. Oh, honey, I do thank you. Well, no, sweetheart.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean when you keep saying the trip cost you almost nothing? You made remarks like that before you went away. I meant to ask you what...
Well, of course, there's a plane fare. I mean, I shouldn't call it nothing, but... Oh, listen. If somebody owns some shares of railroad stock, shouldn't they be able to ride free on the railroad? Why'd you shiver like that?
I don't know. One of those sudden feelings you get, sort of a
premonition
of disaster. For no reason, you feel that something is wrong.
One of those things.
Yeah.
What's wrong is that you should be at work. Now I'm home again. Everything is fine. So at least make an appearance at the office, dear.
Yeah. You know, one thing I can say with complete sincerity, darling, I missed you.
Yes, dear. I can see from the looks of the house that you did. But Mommy's home now. Mommy's home.
Mommy's home.
Yes, Mommy's home.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman speaking.